This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
We have found Rich Valdez trapped somewhere in the phone system, but we've got him on the radio with us now. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle Bailey. I made it out of the phone system. I'm here with you. Good morning to KQEN.
Hey, thanks for being on today. I'm curious about a number of things. This is only the second time we've talked since you took over in the 7 to 10 slot here West Coast in the evening. And I'm curious how big a change this schedule and this new program has made in the rest of your life.
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that. People don't ask that very often. As much as it doesn't sound like it's a big deal, it's totally changed my life around because I'm on East Coast time here in New York. So we're live from 10 o'clock at night to 1 o'clock in the morning. And I don't unwind after work until about 3 o'clock, sometimes 4 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, there's days where if I don't go to sleep right away, I'm looking at the sunrise and it messes up my whole sleeping schedule. But it's been a blessing on the other side of things to speak with people from all across the country, from Oregon and from everywhere else. It really is so enlightening to have that type of late night national live conversation.
And to be able to talk to people as one of the few hosts that time of day on a national format, when a lot of times in our industry people are replaying things from earlier in the day, we've always thought it's important to have a live program on in the evening.
100%. I mean, I love it. I kind of get excited like a little kid in a candy shop when there's breaking news after, you know, 9 o'clock at night or so, because I know that there's very few other options on radio for people to get that news. So, you know, we have a field day with that and we're able to bring stuff live. We'll tap into things. There was a couple of incidents, I think in November, Donald Trump made an announcement that he's running for president. We were able to carry that live. We've had several instances where we've been able to tap into things, and it's just been great to be able to bring live content to everybody that's listening late night.
So talk about the rest of your life. A lot of times people in this industry don't have much of a life sometimes outside of what they do for work, but do you have special interests or things that you like to get out and do?
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of life going on, right? So I got married in my early 20s and was divorced by my early 30s, but I have two daughters who I'm with very often who are about to be 18 and 22 years old. So I spend a lot of time with them, several days a week, we're, you know, going through things. My one daughter, she's in college in Virginia, but she's home for the summer. So I'm a real life, hands-on, full-time dad. I used to be a barber and other businesses as well. So I still have a lot of different business things that I'm involved in. And I spend a lot of time doing that as well. And of course, you have to stay busy with the being in the know with the political stuff. So there's a number of functions going to this country club or to that one or this meeting or that meeting or this cocktail party or that one, trying to, you know, make sure you're rubbing elbows and getting the scoop on everything. So, you know, I try to stay as busy as possible.
It's interesting. I don't think I've ever heard of anyone being a barber who evolved into a national radio host. But in a lot of ways, there are attributes or aspects of that that are kind of similar. Because as you cut someone's hair, you find out about people's lives, just like you do when they call you on the radio.
100%. People usually have the same response you did, saying, wow, how do you go from being a barber to a broadcaster? And it is fascinating. There are some, it's a skill set that I learned I was a kid. You know, I went to school to be a barber when I was like 18. And you learn to talk to people, to connect with people, to become trusted. And I think oftentimes in radio, you hear about being entertaining, being informative. But also as a host, you want to become that trusted voice, almost like a friend to those that are listening. And they become sympathetic with you. And oftentimes that's exactly what happens with barbers. So, yeah, there are a lot of similarities. And then I went on to work in government. And that was kind of how I made my chops in politics and ended up getting into radio, because a friend of mine, after my dad passed away, said, you know, you have a chance to reinvent yourself here. Do what you've always wanted to do. And I didn't think I could get into radio at 39 years old, but I did. And I'm so happy I made that move.
So talk about what you feel like the big national stories are this summer, things that are particularly of interest to people.
Sure. Well, I think there's the unending saga of indicting Donald Trump on any myriad of topics. I think that's a topic that will continue straight through the summer into the fall. But of course, whose cocaine in the White House was it, right? What's going on there? Is this going to fall by the wayside like the Supreme Court document leak on the Roe decision? Or are we going to ever find out what's going on? Does this become like the assassination of Kennedy, where it's just redacted and redacted, and maybe there's a fall guy somewhere? I don't know. I think that's a big deal. Of course, the geopolitical stuff that's coming out of Europe with Ukraine and Russia is always interesting to follow. And, of course, we've got a 2024 election that seems to evolve every day with just a fascinating pool of candidates on the Republican side, an equally interesting pool of candidates, I think, on the Democrat side. You've got RFK Jr. and all of his push-ups that he was doing. I think it's fixing to be a very, very lively election race.
And do you feel like Joe Biden will be the Democratic nominee or no?
You know, I think he likely will. Despite all of the turmoil that we see with the economy, with a number of things, the foreign policy situation, ultimately, I think as long as we're not at war, I think he can spin that. I think as long as inflation continues to slowly decline, even though it's at 43 or 44 year record highs, I think he'll be able to say, look, it's down, you know, a quarter point from 2 months ago or 11 points from this point in time. So I think he'll be able to spin that, even though people are still starving when they're, you know, at the grocery store or, you know, breaking the bank when they're at the gas pump. But a couple of political maneuvers between now and November, and I think people have short memories, and I think he's going to try and bamboozle America into another win. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I think that's the plan.
There has still been talk, and it comes and goes periodically over the years, about kind of a centrist unity party involving some Republicans, some Democrats. Do you see that going anywhere?
You know, I used to think that that was, you know, like the days of Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. This was glorified. I think today this is shunned. I don't think people want to see unity. I think people want to see results. And I don't think we get results. This is why there's terms like uniparty and other things that are coming out of Washington, where people don't really care what party you're with. They want to know if you're America first, if you're putting their interests ahead of the corporate interests, their interests ahead of the special interests and ahead of the political interests. And as long as that doesn't happen, I think you're going to see a fracture in the American electorate where people are saying, look, it's got to be about us. It's got to be about the American people. And I don't think we're seeing that just yet.
Got about a minute left with Rich Valdez, heard nightly 7 to 10 right here on KQEN. What are some of the guests that you're hoping to get on in coming days?
Well, you know, about a week ago, I was at an event with former President Trump, and I invited him on the show. He's been on before, and I wanted to invite him back now that he's officially announced his campaign. So I'm looking to have him on. I'd love to have RFK Jr. on. And we've got a request out. Not sure if he's available just yet, but we're trying to set that up for the fall. So I think some of the big name candidates, of course, also there's a big movie out on child trafficking that has been catching the box office by storm. And I believe this week we're going to have one of the stars of that film on our program. So trying to keep it a good mix of those that are in the political scene, those in the entertainment scene, and always trying to keep our finger on the pulse of the lifestyle topics that are out there so that people know what's going on.
All right, Rich Valdez, thanks for joining us this morning.
Kyle Bailey, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for rescuing me from the purgatory of your phone system. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk again soon. 8:59.